This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Empty shelves at grocery stores have become a frequent sight these days. Along with paper products, pantry staples like flour, sugar, and rice are often sold out. CPR's Dina Sieg reports restaurants are stepping up to fill the gap.
Mark Smith hadn't been to a grocery store in a while, so he had no idea certain foods were hard to find. Then he got his first request.
So one of our customers asked if I could sell some flour. And
so Smith, the owner of Main Street Bagels in Grand Junction, thought,
why not?
He started getting larger quantities of flour from his supplier. Right now he's getting about twice as much as normal and offering bags of it at cost. Smith says other hot items include whole wheat flour and yeast. Selling these helps keep the lights on and his employees' spirits up.
It's sad to look out around the downtown and there's hardly any cars here and people on the sidewalk. It makes us feel better to see people coming in.
But no more than five at a time for protection. Main Street Bagels has become part of an informal network of eateries across the county and country, offering a kind of safety net beyond grocery stores.
It has been incredible.
Grand Junction resident Kaylin Roach says it's a relief knowing that if she runs out of something, she has options. Her husband just picked up ingredients for bread, plus tomatoes and beans from Dos Hombres, a Mexican restaurant in nearby Clifton.
And it's much easier than fighting the crowds at the grocery store.
Even once things get back to normal, she plans to support Dos Hombres.
Our birthday tradition is we go out for tacos. And so this year we know exactly where we're going out for tacos.
Providing necessities can also strengthen relationships with existing customers. In Denver, the owner of Session Coffee isn't brewing coffee anymore, but he's still delivering beans. Randy Runyon is one of his customers. He spoke over Skype.
Being able to, you know, just see him, even if it's just him dropping some coffee off on my front porch, you know, it's great.
And for Runyon, a self-described extrovert, that brief moment is a tiny recharge and a connection to his life before the pandemic. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
There's more from that story at CPR.org and a lot more of Morning Edition on the way. I'm Mike Lamp at 6:34. This is CPR News.